Good afternoon. In the wake of that Alberta Clipper that brought a round of light snow to the area early yesterday, we have high pressure now building in. We maintain some cloud cover through the overnight period, but the clouds are starting to break up, and we have a decent mixture of sunshine and clouds today. It'll be a dry day with temperatures topping out in the lower 40s. That high pressure center will keep it dry tonight, although clouds will come back in as a disturbance heads our way out of the Missouri Valley and down the Ohio Valley. With the clouds thickening, temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s to around 30, then stay steady for the overnight period. As that disturbance draws closer early tomorrow morning, we could have an initial round of some light snow showers or maybe even some pockets of freezing rain, especially across the higher terrain right before sunrise and then shortly after the sunrise hour tomorrow. Then, as temperatures climb past freezing through the 30s and into the lower 40s during the daylight hours tomorrow, we'll see just scattered rain showers as that disturbance passes through. I think it'll be mostly dry by late afternoon tomorrow, and certainly for tomorrow evening, Christmas Eve. As we get into the day on Christmas, high pressure will build back in, bringing us mostly sunny skies, and highs will reach to around 40. On Monday, another system will head in our direction, this one a milder system with temperatures in the lower 40s and scattered rain showers possible by the end of the day on Monday. On the back side of this system, cooler air will start to flow in Tuesday with scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest breeze with highs around 40. Colder air will then flow in for the middle of next week with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, only in the lower 30s and staying in the 30s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, precipitation across the west will become increasingly widespread today as a storm system pushes inland. Rain is expected across much of California, with areas along the coast getting heavy rain at times, and heavy snow is likely in the Sierras. The Cascades and the Intermountain West could also see heavy snow. The extent of the heavy snow will spread across much of the Rockies and the adjacent northern plains tomorrow as the system moves east. Snow levels will lower as the upper level trough moves inland, and snow is expected to eventually fall at all but the lowest valley elevations. A vast majority of the landscape from central Washington and Oregon to Minnesota and Wisconsin have winter weather advisories, winter storm watches, and blizzard watches in effect. Holiday travel will likely be adversely impacted by this system across these parts of the country. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Noctem is located about 670 miles east of Manila in the Philippines in the Western Pacific Ocean. Noctem is expected to intensify to hurricane strength as it approaches the Philippines by Christmas Day. And in the southern hemisphere, Tropical Storm Yvette is located about 365 miles off the northwest coast of Australia with 40-mile-per-hour winds. Yvette is expected to maintain its strength as it approaches the coast into the weekend. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs right around 40. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high 64 set in 1990, and the record low 12 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today in the upper 30s to around 40, increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, early morning light snow showers and some pockets of freezing rain. Becoming breezy with just plain rain showers later in the morning and through the afternoon. Highs in the lower 40s. Dry during the evening tomorrow and sunny skies on Christmas Day with highs around 40. Increasing clouds with a chance of showers by the end of the day Monday in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Tuesday. A few snow showers in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly sunny, colder Wednesday, lower 30s. And cloudy with mixed precipitation or rain on Thursday of next week and high temperatures in the upper 30s. For WAMC, have a great holiday weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.